Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 84. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, this episode is brought to you in partnership with O2 Worldwide, creators of O2 Drops, liquid stabilized oxygen and minerals. Studies have shown that disease cannot exist in an oxygenated environment. When you give the body what it needs, the body will heal itself. Try O2 Drops today and feel the difference. For more information, visit www.giveyourbodythebest.com or call me directly at 917-523-7379 and learn how O2 Drops can help improve your physical health and your financial health. Chef Israel Gordon is the owner of Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House, a full-service catering company out of Brooklyn, New York, that promises to engage your appetite with ingredient-driven, health-focused global gourmet cuisine. Chef Gordon was born and raised in Grenada. She is a graduate of the New York Restaurant School Culinary Program. She is a highly trained chef and pastry chef with over 27 years of experience in the culinary industry. In the past, Chef Israel has taught classic pastry at the French Culinary Institute, now known as the International Culinary Center in New York City, and was an executive pastry chef at the renowned catering company Glorious Foods, also located in New York City. During her tenure at Glorious Foods, Chef Gordon catered events for numerous high-profile clients. Her personal recipes have been featured in cookbooks, magazines such as One Sweet Cookie and Kuji magazine. Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House has extensive experience catering to those with dietary restrictions and preferences such as raw foodists, vegetarians, pescatarians, and others. Delicious Endings is the culmination of Chef Gordon's passion and years of experience in the culinary world. I am pleased to have Chef Israel Gordon on our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. Chef Israel, how are you?
I feel fantastic today. Good morning to everyone.
Now, before we talk about Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House, let's talk a little bit about you, okay?
Awesome. Well, my name is Israel Gordon. I'm from the island of Grenada, which is the island of spice. And you would find out through my cuisine at Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House, I use my spices in Grenada to be part of my cuisine to help produce a healthy, delicious menu on a daily basis for my customers who come into the establishment or for customers who hire Delicious Endings to cater their memorable event.
Now, how long have you been in this country here?
Wow. Most of my life, I've lived in New York City here for approximately 39 years.
Okay. All right. So most of your life.
Yes.
Now, when did you first decide to become a chef?
To become a chef is something that happened along the way because food and fitness and health is my passion. And so somewhere along the way, because of my passion, I've made the food business my business. And so in 1984, I went into the culinary, International Culinary School, the New York Restaurant School, and I studied in the management of food practices, and then I went through the culinary program where I was trained in the management, culinary, and in baking. And so that's when I started out professionally. But my cooking experience really started in the kitchen with my mom. when I helped her gather spices and things on a daily basis during the cooking time for her, for the family. And so I had a passion and desire for that then. But my professional experience started when I joined the New York Restaurant School, and I also started working for a catering company in the city, where I remained there for a number of like 27 years.
Ah, I see. So your role model was your mom.
My mom.
Excellent.
That's right.
Excellent. Excellent. So it's so important to have role models today. That is awesome. So let's talk now about Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House, your full service catering company. Where did the name come from, Isra?
Wow. Delicious Endings was by divine intervention. I needed to find a name that would connect with everything that I do in the business. And the way I see it, with food, everything ends delicious when it comes together in the right way. And that's how I came about with the name. You are what you eat. And so when you eat, you want it to have a delicious ending.
That's I can vouch for that. That sounds great. Definitely. So you're saying when you eat, you want to have a delicious ending. So
that's right.
How Delicious Endings came about. Okay, now I know you also have a tea house. Now talk about tea.
That's right.
Tell me what types of tea do you carry at your restaurant, and what are the benefits of drinking tea?
My whole tea experience is a whole nother story, because that started out also back there in Grenada, picking herbs for my mom. But here at Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House, after I have studied with a friend of mine at the International Culinary Center, I have done careful tasting and decided to include a variety of teas, about 30-something different kinds of teas at the tea house, which addresses many health benefits. We go from cutting cholesterol, decreasing cancer-causing cells in the body, fighting against diabetes, fighting against dementia, fighting against weight loss, detoxing the body, cleansing the body, reviving the body, enhancing your health, and beautifying yourself. I have a variety of teas that addresses all these health benefits at the tea house.
Wow. Do you make your own special type of tea?
Yes, I do. I have four different teas that I have put together. One of them is called a feel-good formula. Another one is enhance your health. Another one is you're getting sleepy. And another one is revive and awake.
Really?
Yeah, these are the formulas that I have put together for myself at the tea house.
Would you say that the teas that you put together are affordable as compared to what you would pay for, like a coffee at Starbucks?
Extremely affordable.
All right, give me an idea. Give my listeners an idea of how much your tea costs.
You would get a cup of tea for $2, full of benefits, high in antioxidants, to revive your entire system. You can walk away with your own little package for $5 of any of the teas that you would like, or a combination, or some of the formulas that I have put together.
So no matter what ails you, you have a tea.
Correct.
So if it's lack of sleep or more energy, you have a tea that can provide those benefits.
That's correct.
Now, what choices of food can a customer expect when they visit your restaurant?
Wow. A healthier choice every day on the menu. Just to mention a few, I provide a variety of greens, like collard greens, kale greens, Swiss chard, spinach, and a melange of vegetables that includes carrots and broccoli and green beans and snap peas and snow peas. These are all the vegetables also you would find quinoa, and then you would also find barley salad. You would find different kinds of pasta that is made with black bean and all the greens. Just to mention a few, because the variety is so wide. You know, we have fish on our menu every day. We have chicken on our menu. But on the weekend, we have like what is called a Caribbean twist, where I would add a few more of the favorites and things that people would like to have on an off day, like which includes like oxtail.
Ah, I see. Now, can the customer sit down and enjoy a meal, or is it strictly takeout?
We have a beautiful seating area available at Delicious Standing Tea House. So you're welcome to dine in, or you're welcome to take out. Our food is packed in biodegradable food boxes, and we're very attentive to the health, to the environment. So that's the reason why we use anything that we try to use at Delicious Standings. We do organic in most cases wherever we can, and we pack your food in biodegradable food boxes for your takeout. We serve your food in biodegradable plates when you sit down and eat in. And you can have your tea time anytime at Delicious Standings Tea House.
Oh, anytime. I like that. Now, that's awesome. Where exactly is Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House located?
Right now, Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House is located at the corner of Flatbush and Caton, 794-814 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn.
Okay, great. You say for the time being. Why is that?
Because the market, which is the Flatbush Caton Vendors Market, where Delicious Endings is located, we'll be going through some change in about a year from now. And so Delicious Endings would be relocated somewhere along Flatbush, and the information will be provided to our customers when it comes up. And then later on, I guess it's maybe like 5-6 years from now, we'll be returning back to the market, which would be rebuilt. And it will be a world-class building with Delicious Endings on the first floor.
Nice. Oh, very good. So now, I understand your restaurant is a health-focused global gourmet cuisine.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean when you say health-focused global gourmet cuisine? Explain that.
Delicious Endings cuisine is prepared in such a way to include spices from all the nations around the world.
So that's when you say global.
Yeah, we incorporate that into not just the spices that is used, but in the foods, because you would find couscous, and you would find pasta, you would find sweet potatoes, and you would find yams, and you would find breadfruit. So it goes, it stretches from one end of the world to the next.
So everyone can find something that they enjoy at
everyone.
Your restaurant.
Everyone. Come one, come all. There is something for everyone.
Okay, excellent. Now, what is your philosophy on health?
You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
You
are what you eat. And that's the reason why I provide a wide variety, including a huge salad bar where people can, if you want to eat raw, you can have all your salads and nuts and everything that would provide for a healthier meal, if that's what you choose for the day. There's a wide variety to fit everyone's needs.
Okay, excellent. Now, I know that 2/3 of Americans are either overweight or obese. What do you think is the main cause of the obesity crisis in this country?
I think the number one cause is sugar. The consuming of too much carbs. And that's the reason why I provide a wide variety of vegetables. Another one is the consuming of sugary, syrupy drinks and a lack of exercise. So at Delicious Endings, I say a portion control, because lots of people overeat, portion control, healthier choice, and exercise makes for a healthier you.
Most definitely. And knowing about the sugar as being one of the main culprits, Do you cook with a lot of
sugar? Absolutely not. There is no butter in my food preparation, and there's also no sugar in my food preparation. Well, when I do drinks, I use raw honey and agave, and most of my cakes is it's balanced in such a way that it's not overly sweet. But I teach people to pair their dessert or their treats, if they feel like having that, with some tea that would help to balance the sugar level in the bloodstream.
Now, are you able to recommend a meal to someone based on a pre-existing medical condition that they have? Let's say if they're diabetic, can you recommend a meal for them?
Most definitely.
So you take into account the health of the individual when you're cooking for someone.
That's exactly so. I'm passionate about that because I know no one can do anything if they're not in good health. You can't sleep. You can't think right. You can't walk right. And certainly you can't even exercise if you're not in a healthy condition.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Now, what has been your greatest challenge since you opened a restaurant in the community?
Oh, my greatest challenge has been to get people to eat right. People are so used to eating a certain way, large portions loaded with carbs and lots of meat, that they don't want to change. So this is my challenge. I believe we have to find a way to re-educate people into eating correctly. There's a time of day for eating certain things according to how the body works.
I see. So educating your consumers, your customers, is like the hardest challenge right now.
Yes. That's the reason why I have provided a tea time on Wednesdays when I invite people to come in. It's like a little special class where I pair food with tea and I teach them all about the benefits of healthy eating.
Wow. So you have a class on Wednesdays?
Yes. Wednesdays are free tea tasting. It starts at 6 o'clock.
That's amazing. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
Okay, excellent. Now, let's talk about the catering aspect of your company. What type of events do you cater?
I cater, if you're just having a personal dinner, I do that. If you're having a wedding, if you're having a birthday, I do that. Whatever it is, I customize a menu for your memorable event, whatever it is.
How much of your business is spent on catering, as far as what percentage? You know, is that 50% of your business is the catering, or is it like 20% of your business?
At the moment it's 10%, it's 10% because my focus has been more on the tea house, but right now I'm looking to expand the catering part of it since the tea house is now settled in.
Okay. All right. You're looking to expand the catering aspect. Okay. Perfect. 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 Do you cater events only in Brooklyn, or do you travel throughout the five boroughs?
No, I have traveled as far as Pennsylvania. I travel to the Bronx and to the city, wherever.
And there is no limit to the type of food that you would cater?
There's no limit. I customize it according to the client's need. No two events is the same.
Okay, excellent. Is there anything else you want to tell my listeners about your catering business?
What I want to say to anyone who is listening is that Delicious Endings is ready to serve you with excellence. Just give us a call, and we will customize your event according to your specific need. When I work with a client to make a menu for their event, I think it's a very personal thing. In customizing your menu, because I want that to be your special day. And when I make the menu for your event, that you won't walk away feeling like, well, I should not have eaten this and I should not have eaten that. I am very creative in putting a menu together for every client as they come. It is your menu for your event, and I make it special.
You make it special. Do you also provide servers With the catering?
Yes. I have excellent wait staff ready and waiting.
Sounds really good there, Chef Isra.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you, where can my listeners go to find out more about you and your business?
Well, you can go to the internet, www.deliciousendings.com, to the website, and there's a contact page where you can just send me a note as to what you're interested in, or you can give me a call at my telephone. You can speak to me directly at 917-364-8276 and ask to speak with Chef Isra Gordon.
Perfect. Now, are you on social media?
Yes, we have our Facebook page, we have our Twitter, and we have our Instagram and all that good stuff out there.
So it would be Delicious Endings on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay, I will make sure we tag you on this. Excellent, excellent. Now, where do you see your company, Chef Isra, in the next 5 years?
Well, what I see is that Delicious Ending reaching people in homes with delivery services, Delicious Endings tea room and Delicious Endings tea garden, not only in one location, but in other locations. And I look at the trend that Delicious Endings is setting for people. I see more of a community being built with tea lovers and healthy food lovers. And people who are concerned about their health, making that choice for a healthier lifestyle.
Now, is there anything else you would like to share with my listeners about Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House?
What I would like to say to the listeners today, come on down to Delicious Endings Catering and Tea House and enjoy one of our 30-something flavors of tea, and just enjoy chatting with the chef about its benefits. Enjoy some of our day-prepared meals, and just be part of the whole tea community as we build together.
Excellent. Sounds good. Chef Isra Gordon, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com, or call me at Vince, or email me at Vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.